Ellie Phipps Price is a Sonoma Valley wine producer and an advocate for the American Wild Mustang. In her barn, located on her vineyard about 15 miles east of Petaluma, she houses close to a dozen horses, all of them offspring from wild horses she rescued in the past.
The first rescue that I did was 170 horses out of Fallon, Nevada, and they were all rounded up in 2010, and they were headed for slaughter.
These 170 wild horses were the first to settle at Phipps Price's 2,000-acre Montgomery Creek Ranch, north of Sacramento. She says that originally, she never expected to rescue these Mustangs, but that all changed when she visited a livestock auction where kill buyers were waiting to bid on the horses.
So when you're standing there looking at these frightened animals and knowing that they're going to that horrible death, you know, I felt, well, I don't know if it was inspired or crazy, but I just couldn't let it happen.
Now the total animal population at her Colusa County ranch includes some 240 wild horses and burros, most of them rounded up from public lands in Nevada. They run freely and stick to their naturally formed bands. Phipps says she's always loved horses, growing up and competing with them as a teenager. As an adult, she learned more about how horses lived in the wild and the plight of the American Mustang. Since the 19th century, wild horses have decreased by 75% in the United States, according to American Wild Horse Preservation, an advocacy group. Phipps Price says although the animals are protected by the Wild Free Roaming Horse and Burros Act, about half of the population live in government holding facilities.
That's not how we treat our partner. And the horse has been, you know, man's greatest partner.
The goal of the Bureau of Land Management is to eventually get those Mustangs adopted. But Phipps Price says taking care of a wild animal is not easy.
There's no way that the general public can really get in and adopt them or save them or buy them, because I mean, it really takes, you know, a special kind of facility and, you know, a special kind of knowledge. And, you know, most people are not looking for a wild horse, frankly.
But that doesn't mean Montgomery Creek Ranch rules out adoptions altogether. The sanctuary adopts out about 10 horses a year, horses that were born on the ranch and gentled at her Sonoma barn. Phipps Price says it's both great and terrible when one of her horses finds a new home.
I know I need to let them go, but I get attached to them. We have a very elaborate application so that, you know, we qualify our adopters.
Now Phipps Price is working to get about a dozen more horses ready for adoption and continuing to raise awareness about the American Mustang. In the end, she says it's about giving back a fundamental piece of what makes these horses wild, their freedom.
The place where these horses belong is in the wild.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.